This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, doing whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it. Thank you so very much, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women in the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our bulk mail center drivers, as well as our suicide jockeys doing the job there, Tom and company. All right. Follow us on Facebook, folks, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captains, with an S in the middle, America, all one word, Captains America. And then don't forget, you've got our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go on over there, check it out, and see what's going on. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir, and I trust that you're having a good morning, and you've been listening to a lot of what we're doing, but let's say the pledge, get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, the FBI made a little raid down there in Mar-a-Lago. To begin with, nobody really knew what was going on, but you probably heard Denise Simon and I talking a little bit about what it was that they were doing. The National Archives had filed a complaint, a request, if you will, but it was a complaint with the Department of Justice under 18 U.S. Code 2071, that there were 15 boxes of documents that Donald Trump had that never should have left their custody or possession. They belonged to the National Archives, and they wanted them back. And that's why they made that raid. But I think there was way too much overkill, way too much drama in the mix, and I think that was done for a reason to say, hey, look at us. We're the FBI. We're the DOJ, and we work for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Captain, I did listen to you and Denise Simon's discussion on that. It was a great discussion. And I'm like you, intuitively, and based upon the historical record of what's going on in the last few years, and I would have to say, yeah, it does appear to be overreach. But the fact is, we don't have a clue. Yeah, we don't know what kind of things that they were looking for. I wonder, it begs questions for me, how many other past presidents have things that the National Archives would have said, hey, wait a minute, they have, and it was either ignored or thought, well, that's just what it is. I haven't a clue. and neither do we. But I will tell you, rightfully so, most Americans, even if you're not a Donald Trump fan, if you're a thinking and justice-seeking American, you'll say, wait a minute, something's not right here. It mm-hmm. clearly looks like some folks are trying to make ground between now and November as much as they can.
Yep.
The Republic be damned, and right or wrong be damned. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it definitely it looks suspicious. It doesn't. We'll wait and see. I'm like Denise Simon. We mm-hmm. just don't know. But I find it hard to believe that that this mm-hmm. is, there's not largely political motivations here.
Okay. We're going to go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello there. This is your friend Cheryl from Sarasota.
Hi there. How are you?
How are you doing, sir? Listen, I just wanted to mention about those documents.
Yeah.
It's real easy to add fraudulent information to documents, and they're not in his possession, and it would be very difficult to prove that. So I thought I would mention that because that is extremely important. You have yourself a wonderful day. You, Colonel, also, okay? Well,
thank you very much. Okay, and she's got a point there.
Yeah, she does. But it just underscores what we've been saying is that we don't know what we don't know, but we certainly have the historical record where there's just been a politically motivated Department of Justice and others. And I my conclusion is like yours. We've got folks. We've got a clean house, drain the swamp and all that. We say that often, and it reaches the point where people say, oh, there they go again. But, every day something happens, and yesterday was an indicator that something's not right. Something stinks in the state of Denmark, and it's got to be cleaned up.
Well, you're right, and we've got this just horrendous the evil people that are there, and I mean evil is the understatement of the year.
Yeah, and if it was a justice look at this, if it was a fair and balanced look at this thing and called out mm-hmm. everything that was suspicious just for the purpose of getting to the truth, mm-hmm. I think most of us could be forgiving of that. But it clearly is not for the purpose of getting to the truth.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, I'll be right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army, as well as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of a great program you can see on YouTube. I believe it's on YouTube, or maybe it's on Vimeo now, called Military Matters. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this part of the program, of course, as you heard, we'll be up at Mission Barbecue today from 11:30 to 1:30, right there on West Waters, just north of the airport. Get off the Veterans Expressway and come over east to the third traffic light, and boom, voila, there we are. Okay, let's go over to the telephone line, and we have retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. We're going to go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Denver, Colorado.
Well, hello, Aaron in Denver. What's up?
Yeah, well, the thing is, so I've been following politics for a long time, and I've never seen a former ex-president's estate raided before. This is unprecedented. I can't even, and I'm a big follower on the history presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot think of one, whether they're Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, tattooed on their butts. Their estate raided. And this is unbelievable. This is just another case. The impeachments against Trump were all political to make him look bad and to get him because he blew up their nonsense, and now they're trying to rebuild their crap. And now this raid on his estate in Florida is just another way of trying to make him look bad in the eyes of the public. It won't work. This is just unbelievable nonsense. It's corruption. The Department of Justice is corrupt. Can't wait to get them out of here. Can't wait till this so-called president is impeached. When the Republicans get control of the House, he needs to be impeached and get them out of there. And also the FBI, they need a clean house. If raiding Trump's private estate, unbelievable. This is un. unbelievable, unprecedented, and this cannot be tolerated in this country. This is not North Korea. This is not China. Mm-hmm. This is America. That cannot ever happen again. But anyway, Cap, Colonel, have a good night and have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Aaron was right on target.
Well, I think her sentiments and her emotions reflect probably everybody in the viewing and listening audience, for sure. You know, from my perspective, the thing that is most heartbreaking to me is that institutions that you and I and others have long been associated with or had to work with to benefit from in fighting our nation's wars and through our years of service in the military and as first responders, I am sad that those institutions are suffering from black mark, whether it's the Department of Justice, the CIA, the FBI, and now the military. To me, that's the most heartbreaking thing. And regardless of whether you think, oh, yes, there's some dirt that they're going to find, and we have no clue what charges, if any, baseless or not baseless, will be placed against President 45, although we anticipate it's going to happen because that's the direction they're going. But everybody, every American should be upset and be disheartened that our institutions that are the fabric of the nation have fallen into such disrepute. And that's the saddest thing. There's no cause for celebration by anybody on that.
Well, Colonel, they're trying to knock Trump out of the political arena altogether.
Yes,
he's a real threat to the deep state. They know it. He got very close to him the last time. He was going to go after him full bore this time. And I believe they're going to try to indict him on something. Don't know what the something is right now before January the 6th. January, possibly something on the January the 6th, but I don't know. But somewhere along the line, they're going to try to indict him to get him all tied up and to where he'll be disqualified to a certain degree.
That's right. And I think that, when you advance and that becomes your main modus operandi for things, it almost invariably, you know, the American people can be kind of slow about picking up things. Right, left, whatever. And yeah, we are a divided nation on many things, but there are some core things that I think Americans hold solid, and that's a sense of rightness and fairness.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike many of the other commentators, I think ultimately this is going to play against those that are trying to use this as a vehicle against one man and one man only,
mm-hmm.
Because ultimately the foundations of the country are actually under assault, not just
right.
One man, President 45.
I couldn't agree with you more with that one, but I also believe that now they've forced Trump to make his announcement that he's running for president before the midterms.
You know, that may or may not be true. I think that may be the case. You know, we thought that maybe when he talked to CPAC on Saturday night that there might be something forthcoming.
Correct.
So far, he's held all the cards. It's been to his advantage to hold off, not just for himself personally, what if he decides to announce, which and most people now anticipate he will, but actually for whoever ends up running for president on the Republican side in 2024, it plays their advantage for him to hold off on his cards because it keeps the left and all these woke folks busy having to deal with them. So, you know, he's not stupid at all. In fact, he's pretty damn bright, politically bright. You know, he's had some missteps, but on the big part about the cleaning up the deep state and all that, I think he's been resolute and focused, and most Americans are going to get behind that, whether it's for him as president or not.
Well, we understand that they were looking the National Archives were looking for the documents that they had there, but we also understand by some people, some callers that we've had, plus some conversation that we've had along the way tonight, that there may have been some stuff in there about Hunter or Joe Biden, and if so, the government didn't want Trump to have his hands on that, but I'm going to tell you, if there was, I guarantee you he's made copies of it already.
Yeah, and you know what? The Biden crime family syndicate and Hunter Biden, this is the stuff that there is real there on that. Mm-hmm. And it's largely ignored. And, yeah, I think, number one, I think very much so, it's not just to get Trump, but it's also to protect that, because if as we suspect, and much of what we now know about Hunter Biden and his father, the big man's involvement in China, and previous to that, the Clintons' involvement in China, the investments right there, that this will have a more damning effect on the Democratic Party at large than anything else. And so I think that, yeah, the subtext of that, which will come to the fore, is that this is damage control. This is kind of distracting attention on something that's altogether different with National Archives, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that to be the case. And
okay.
It has been the case for years.
Okay, let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Cam. I just wanted to ask the Colonel, or maybe you do, I don't know. Is there any chance that some of these FBI people can actually be prosecuted for malfeasance or wrongfully prosecuting, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
All right. That's it.
All right. Anything is possible. Again, you got to prove it. Who's the witness? What'd they see? Who was there from the Trump side that was watching all of this? Do you know, Colonel?
Yeah. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves right now. That's the next step we're down out there. There may be folks that not necessarily sometimes. The best we can hope for is not necessarily criminal charges, as we discovered, unfortunately. But the best we can hope for is that people get fired and removed so they could do no further evil. I think that is a distinct possibility starting in November and beyond. And certainly if, as you talked about earlier, you know, Trump says, hey, here's some things I'm going to do if I am elected to be President 47. This is what's going to happen. So I think clearly that will come from that, and that's probably got some people afraid as well. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I think that sometimes the best you can hope for is to fire people and get them off the scene so they can do no more harm.
Well, I have a report right here from CNN that Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, was present when the FBI was conducting the search at Trump's Palm Beach residence.
Yeah, and she's quite often on the scene for many of these things.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right, well, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more with our good friend and compadre, who's retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and Grease actress that charmed generations, died Monday at her ranch in Southern California, according to a statement from her husband. She was 73 years old. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Nissan is about ready to have a brand new dealership open up in Brooksville. Not quite ready yet. It's going to be another 2 to 3 weeks because they're still waiting on some of the pieces and parts to get in to put the final touches on the building on the inside, not the outside, the inside. And, of course, they'll be located on State Route 50 just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the highway. And you'll be able to see them. Brand new big building there. Moss Nissan. Now, that's going to go along with the Moss Nissan in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, don't forget, clean trade-ins, oh boy, they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now and get more money for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get. And don't forget, Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And by the way, congratulations to the people coming down from Ohio and Michigan. They're finding out about Moss. They're coming down to pick up their new vehicle. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Whatever it takes to get the job done. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, Manatee County Republican, Liberty Caucus is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. Every day, even on a bad day, it's still a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Now, I'm going to go back before I move over to something different because I want to talk a little shop with you, a little military shop with you because of some things that have gone on this week over in the Ukraine as well as over in China and Taiwan. But intense pressure has got to be put on these clowns, the deep state, the swamp, the people that are going against the country, the people that are going against Donald Trump, the people that are going against our elected leaders, whoever they are, on our side of the aisle. These people start doing this, man, we need to hone in on them and just say, hey, enough's enough. Get back over on your side of the pile and stay there.
Now, that is exactly right, because the number one, the damage to the country, number one, and the vehicle that they've used to create damage to President 45 and to not just President 45, but every one of the supporters, half the nation, they have essentially put on an enemy list.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like you and I. And that, I think we can all take umbrage to, and we've got to call it out, and we've got to continue to fight out, and the fight has got to be. The time to sit back and watch from the sidelines is long over.
Mm-hmm. Now, I keep getting people say, well, we're not going to be able to win. They got the voting machines, and they own the voting machines, and they own the process, and they own this, and they own that. I said, they don't own anything. How many Republican states are there out there, and who owns those voting machines? Well, they own them. We don't. They own them. They're the Democrats. It's George Soros. It's this. It's that. Do you know how many states have changed what they've done since 2020?
A bunch. And even before all this election integrity moves to fix what was wrong in the past,
yep.
Three-quarters of the state legislatures were controlled by Republicans.
Yep.
The majority of governorships were controlled by Republicans. So
yep.
Quit making excuses.
Yep.
Get off the hind end and get it done. Get it done.
Yep. And the states that were having the problems were blue states, to be expected. Right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And even in those blue states, it wasn't the whole states. It was largely the large urban areas.
That right.
Continues to be a problem. So guess what? This can be done. It just takes a little bit of energy, and we got to give. There are conservatives in the state of California. There are conservatives in the state of New York, Ohio. And what we need to do is, those of us in the states of Florida, Texas, and places like that, is we need to buttress them, give them strength, give them, help them to build their courage so they can fight the good fight too and make right. And restore and protect the United States Constitution, restore and protect our republic.
Right. And again, you need to vet these candidates. Vet the candidates. Make sure they are who they say they are. And if you don't believe them, then start checking on them. Start checking up on them. Start asking them questions right to their face. Go to wherever they're at. Ask them questions. Get the answers for yourself. Make up your own mind. But don't sit on your hands anymore, folks. You can't do it.
Yeah, if all you do is pay attention to the ads that are put out by the campaigns on television, both for or against candidates, then you're not doing homework. It is not that hard in this day and age. With a couple clicks, you can do a great deal more work on checking the backgrounds and what their voting records are, if they're incumbents, and what they really stand for, where their money's coming from, and if where their money comes from really makes a difference, and how you can anticipate that they'll govern. Do your work, and if you don't have time to do that, there's plenty of other people that are doing work. Ask them. They'll provide it to you. I'll give you stuff out there for the folks that I'm opposed to in favor of them, and then I'll let you decide on any candidates right here in my neck of the woods, and we'll do that. And I'm pretty confident that in the end, truth wins out, and that the folks that are for restoring the republic, for defending our republic and the United States Constitution, are the folks in the end you will vote for if you vote your conscience.
Mm-hmm. Now, some things going on over across the pond. Number one, Israel and the Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip went at it for a couple of days, 3 days. A bunch of people were killed on the Islamic Jihad side. Because when they start firing rockets at Israel, Israel doesn't monkey around. They come back with the jets and just let them have it.
Yeah, they don't have the luxury. You know, it's always been. And we in America, they have a hard time understanding that where Israel's standpoint right there. It's always been about survival. I mean, they have fought five wars and various conflicts every day of their existence since winning their war for independence in 1948. That's what it is. It's about survival. And nevertheless, somehow, they managed to go on as a free state, a democratic state in the midst of a bunch of non-democratic states and facing threats. And yet they do that. And so, yeah, they don't have the luxury of looking the other way when they have a poor southern border like we have. They don't have the luxury of taking money or kowtowing to foreign national governments if those foreign national governments are operating against their best interests. Hey, we don't want to put ourselves in a position of being our nation at risk, and much of what we have done to ourselves is internal. They face external threats. Fortunately, they're united for themselves, but yeah, we got some lessons to learn. We're not Israel, we're America, but we need to take some lessons learned from there, without a doubt, to protect and preserve our country.
Mm. And, of course, we're talking, folks, to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't forget, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. What are you guys up to with the Republican Liberty Caucus?
Well, you know, we meet every month. We've got some great forums coming on, but I'll tell you what, in addition to ones that will be participating throughout the state of Florida, because we are chartered under the state of Florida, on the 24th of September, and Captain, you'll be there with us.
Yes, sir.
We're excited about that. We've got a great Constitution Day breakfast, our second annual, on the 24th of September at the Bradenton Convention Center. People can go to Facebook and learn more about that. I post that on your page, on our page, the Liberty Talks pages. And it also goes out in by the newsletter. And I've been putting newsletter out every week because you get down to the election season right here and the early voting starting everywhere this Saturday. It's very important for us to hit the drums repeatedly over and over again. So, yeah, join us for that and get out and vote starting Saturday in person if you haven't already voted early already.
Or do what I did. Vote and take your vote to the supervisor elections office and hand it to them.
There you go. No mistake in that.
All right, sir. We look forward to talking to you again on Thursday.
All right, Captain. See you there.
All right, sir. Have a great day. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican, the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Check it out. Become a member. That's a good group to belong to. The Republican Liberty Caucus. They may have one in the county you're in. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait to meet you for lunch today, and we'll be there. I get there at 11:30. I leave about 1:30, so there you go. Sometimes I have to leave early, but not today. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor. You heard me talk about them for years. Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs throughout the immediate Tampa Bay area and Sarasota area. But think about this for a second. Need some parts? Need some blinds? Need some shades? Need some shutters? Up there in Cleveland? Up there in Jersey City? Just give Dominic's a call. 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Give them a call. See what they have to offer. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, their phone number is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Now, you heard me say something earlier. I started the show out with this. I'm going to finish the show with this. Our friend James in Clearwater, who comes to see us Tuesdays over at Mission Barbecue, has lunch with us. He sent me a little note to remind everybody. He says, as deplorable as the raid was, we have to advise calm in no uncertain terms. Now, we have to look at this as just another step in the left's plan to try to incite chaos and goad good Americans into an armed struggle against themselves. In other words, a civil war. All the left needs is just a couple of unstable nut jobs or inserted activists to start an armed resistance. And that would have the deep state declaring martial law, finally giving them total control of the United States that they've been working for more than 100 years. Calm, restraint, working smart, good planning has to be the order of the day for our side of the fence. Now, getting back to what was going on yesterday when they showed up, the IRS, to go after, and the FBI, rather, to pick up what they said were items that may or may not have been classified, that never should have left the White House, should have retained in the custody of the National Archives. They are the ones, by the way, who put out the request to go get their records. Now, this was under code, 18 U.S. Code, Section 271. Section 2071. There, I'll get that right. That's what this was under. And, of course, trying to figure out what's right, trying to figure out what's wrong, in the heat of the battle and everything else, sometimes you always don't get it right. Now, I would be curious to see, and so would everybody else listening to this program, the warrant that they used. What it said on the warrant. That would be extremely useful to determining whether or not what they did was totally legal, not illegal or unblemished. Because I think this whole deal borders, and I can't prove it, but it stinks to high heaven, number one. And number two, I think it borders on being unconstitutional, possibly even illegal, what they did and the way they did it. Where was the Secret Service? You haven't heard a word about them. I did hear, though, that Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, confirmed that the FBI seized documents from Mar-a-Lago in a statement made to CNN. Now, Bob was present for the search at Trump's Palm Beach residence. So, unlike the comments that came out that, oh, there was no one from Trump's stamp there to watch what they were doing, nobody paying attention, there was somebody there. It was his attorney. So that's pretty good. And that makes sense because they're supposed to notify the attorney. Certainly the subject, what they're doing. And apparently they did. Now, Trump called the move against him and the move against a former president in general a dark times for our nation, and said the action was no different than Watergate, and it turned the United States into a broken third world country. All of that is true. Every single word that you heard there is true. And the political persecution of President Donald Trump has been going on for years. With the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more, it just never ends. This is political targeting at the highest level. And after all, let's go back and look at Hillary Clinton. She was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress, and absolutely nothing happened to her to hold her accountable. And she even took antique furniture and other items from the White House that belonged to the United States of America. Wow. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, and I'm going to dig in here, and I'm going to get this started. Let's get this ready to go. And once you get started, we're going to bring on Todd.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you understand, when the captain says we're under Judeo-Christian values, that means Jesus Christ was a Jew. And he came to save the Jews, but they rejected him. And then he saved the Gentiles, too. That would be anyone who's not a Jew. And he's the founder and the Lord of the United States of America, no matter what the woke, no matter what these clowns say. Okay, and the greatest thing you can do is worship him and love Jesus Christ, because the left is on the attack. They just attacked the President of the United States. They just raided Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. On what charge? On what charge? It's a disgrace what's happening in this country. Okay, by the way, I hope you voted in Hillsborough County. I voted heck no to raise taxes, and I told the governor to sign an executive order for the people of Florida and to sue these idiots in Washington, D.C. who are trying to raise taxes, carve out for the billionaires when everyone else pays taxes for the blacks and everybody else in the middle class. No, you're getting a carve out for the rest of us, okay? And we're suing them personally and listing them liable personally for screwing and being Benedict Arnold. We're not paying for that in Florida. You understand me? And if you want to join that lawsuit, we're just suing them personally, because we're not paying for that corruption. Stand up for your cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And stand up for our country, because the left is on the attack. In Jesus' name, let's get to work and save the country, please.
All righty. Don't forget to stand up for the firefighters, too, by the way. Don't forget the firefighters. Okay. I'll be at Mission Barbecue today from 11:30 to 1:30. Hope to see you there. Stop on by. And even if you don't want to have lunch, have a glass of iced tea or something. By the way, they got their great desserts, too. You can have a dessert. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.